Black and White Network, you cannot negotiate with the woke left. Just can't do it, man. These people do not take no for an answer. It's really astonishing, guys, because we've heard from the left that MAGA supporters are the biggest threat to this country. No, we have seen pretty clear, man, the left is the biggest threat to this country. Now, Israel is still fighting Hamas. That is a war between Hamas and Israel. I don't believe we should have anything to do with that. In my opinion, Israel has every right to defend themselves. What Israel does should not be dictated by the United States. But we know that Joe Biden is definitely losing support from the progressives in the Democrat Party, because they want Joe Biden to force Israel to have a ceasefire with Hamas and essentially let Hamas win. Israel is not listening to Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is not respected on the world stage. He's just not. And Joe Biden is panicking so much now, he really wants Israel to have a ceasefire. The election's coming up fast, folks. It's coming up very, very fast. And things are not looking too good for Joe Biden, even though you're actually starting to hear polls now. And I guess I kind of suspected this. They're showing Joe Biden is making a surge. Okay, we'll have to see. But anyway, Bakersfield, California, a suburb, I believe, north of LA, they had a city council meeting. Now, what does the city of Bakersfield actually have to do with the Israel-Hamas war? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But at a city council meeting, a woke activist made a terroristic threat to the city council, actually threatened to murder them. Why? Because she wants a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. I mean, think about this, guys. The priorities of this person are clearly misplaced. What can Bakersfield actually do to actually force a ceasefire? They can't do nothing. I mean, Bakersfield, suburb in California, nothing. And I believe we've seen something similar too, where there was another city out there and they were trying to push for like a ceasefire or something like that. It's not going to do anything. That is Israel and Hamas's war. U.S. shouldn't have anything to do with it. Okay. But this young lady, I believe she's 28 years old. She made a threat and she is having instant regret, guys. She's 28 years old. I believe her name is Aditi Patel. Arrested. She got held on a $1 million bond, guys. $1 million. You cannot go out there to a city council meeting and threaten people. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. Just starts at $5 per month. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So, here we go. Ceasefire activists arrested on 16 felony charges after threatening to murder Bakersfield city council members. Yeah, and the mayor was there, and the mayor pretty much said, hey, you made a threat. The police gonna handle you. Yeah, we got the clip here, guys. And this is the picture of, I believe her name is Aditi Patel. Yeah, her priorities are clearly misplaced. And by the way, we got a picture of her, pictures of her actually crying in court. Crying. Now, I believe she's an Indian American. She's not even Palestinian. No. But the woke left, man, they really, really do despise the U.S., but they care about foreign countries more than the United States. This is crazy. But let's go ahead and check out this clip here. I believe it's actually broken up into two parts because she comes out. She says one thing and then she comes back again and makes a threat. So let's roll it.
Hi there, my name is Riddhi Patel. I'm here to speak in support of the City Council introducing a ceasefire resolution, specifically the one United Liberation Front has drafted. I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. And
wow, just right there, man. If you're trying to actually get people to listen to you, you cannot come out there and say stuff like that towards them. But anyway.
The thing is, though, it's very clear to me as someone who's been an organizer for the past couple of years that none of you care, because you guys don't care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs, because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. And I understand that you guys are all horrible people, but the thing is, 2,300 people being evicted in the last year, those are votes. And you guys, those are votes to win here in Bakersfield. And while you guys parade Gandhi around as a Hindu holiday called Chaitra Navratri starts off this week, I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers.
Wow. Wow. So right there, she said that she hopes someone comes out and kills them. Now, that wasn't the threat from her, but it's coming right here.
Increased criminalization for no need other than you don't like when people come and hold you guys accountable for introducing ceasefire resolutions, because the only escalation in violence has been by you all. And so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors. There's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them, and they're actually resisting. So you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die, and for that reason you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Whoa.
Next speaker, please.
But watch.
Lance, followed by Kev, followed by Valeria. Ms. Patel, that was a threat, what you said at the end. And so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
Yeah, that was the mayor right there. That is the mayor of Bakersfield right there. Complete insanity right there. Now, she's complaining about metal detectors right there. Because, you know, the woke left, man, they really don't want any type of security. You know, they just want criminals to run amok. But it definitely seems like Riddhi Patel herself is a criminal. And she's making terroristic threats. That is the kind of things that terrorists do. This woman's insane, man. But look at this here. Check this out. Protester who threatened city council weeps at arraignment. Not talking so tough now, right? Not talking so tough. That is her right there crying. Crying. And she's actually shackled up. She's wearing a inmate outfit right there. Look at this here. Patel, 28, wept during a hearing as a deputy public defender entered not guilty pleas. Okay. On her behalf to 8 counts of threatening a public official and 10 counts of making terroristic threats. 18 counts, guys. 18 counts. Now, the court commissioner, upon hearing from prosecutor Ken Russell, told Patel she must stay away from the homes and businesses of those to whom her remarks during Wednesday's meeting were apparently directed. Among them, council members, the mayor, city attorney, city manager, and clerk. Yeah. Now she's breaking down in tears right there. Yeah. Instant regret. Now she actually has to go back to court next month too. Man, this is crazy, man. The left is violent. Violent. I mean, you got people out there in Dearborn, Michigan also having rallies talking about death to America. You got this lady out here in California talking about murdering city council members, really pushing, you know, for a ceasefire. This woman is definitely pro-Hamas, man. Pro-Hamas right there. Yeah, we'll have to see what actually happens with her. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.